it's freezing. The first thing I'm gonna do is fire up that fireplace. Or take a nice warm shower. Ooh, anything to beat this cold. Warm shower, warm clothes, warm meal, and then fireplace. Or probably off to bed. I am exhausted after today. Ah, great. Litter bugs. Now, who would leave an entire cardboard box out on the sidewalk like this? I swear, some people just don't have any decency anymore. Oh. Oh, no, you poor thing. Oh, baby. Who did this to you? What horrible owner would do this? Oh, you're shivering. Oh, you must be freezing, or you must be afraid. Come here, come here. I've got you. Isn't there enough cruelty in this world? Well, change of plans, cutie patootie. I need to find the nearest animal shelter for you. Oh, don't lick my face like that. You're gonna make this difficult, aren't you? Look, I would love, love, love to keep you, but that's way too much responsibility for me. I mean, I can barely take care of myself. You would have a much better chance at life if you went to an animal shelter. Then you can meet a family that could actually take care of you. Maybe. Either that or the alternative. And you don't deserve that. You're gonna really twist my arm, aren't you? You're such a cutie patootie. Oh my god, I just can't. I just want to fawn over you. Oh my god. You're so cute. You're such a cutie. You don't even know the adorable powers that you have, do you? Oh god, you got me acting like a generic pet owner. Oh no. Oh, if you keep licking my face like this, we're gonna have a problem. Okay, okay. New plan. And I think you're gonna like this one, alright? We're gonna try being roommates. At least for like a week or a month. We'll see how long this goes, okay? If I see that I can't be a competent pet owner, then you have to go. And it pains me to say that. It really does. Because you're so irresistibly adorable. But no matter how adorable you are, it would be wrong for me to keep you, and I can't even give you the proper care that you deserve. And especially need as a puppy. Is that a deal? Let's shake on it. Don't lick my finger. Oh, I'm gonna love you. I gotta say, it's gonna be nice having a fluffy roommate around. I've also read that this type of relationship would kind of be beneficial, actually. You'll be dependent on me, and I'll be dependent on you. We could both use the emotional support right about now, I think. Let's just say that you would give me a reason to keep on going. A reason to wake up in the morning, a reason to go to work, a reason just to keep on existing, really. To support you. To make sure that you're safe and sound and happy. A newfound joy in life. But anyway, that's a thought for later. For now, we need to go to the nearest pet store. I don't have a single thing for puppies like you, and that cardboard box is not going to cut it. Don't you agree, sweet pea? Who am I kidding? You don't have a single idea what I'm saying. You probably think I'm crazy. And me talking to a dog like this like I'm actually having a conversation with it is probably looking insane to other people, but I could care less right about now. Alright, I'm gonna stuff you right in my coat, have your head popping out so you can breathe, but I gotta keep you warm. Now the question is, what would be the priority items to get? I don't have a car, so this is going to be a little bit difficult. It's going to be a bit of a back and forth. Primarily food. And products to bathe you. I'd say that's absolutely mandatory. We can worry about getting a cage and a leash for you later. I'm going to be carrying you most of the time until then. So, new plan for when we get home. I'm going to give you a nice warm bath, dry you off until you're warm and fluffy, make you some food, and then you're going to experience the nice warm flame that is a fireplace. I bet you never felt that before, have you? It's much better than this harsh snow. I think you're done with that now. You know, it's amazing to think. I don't take this route home every single day. If I didn't take it today, I would have never met you. Or maybe I would have met you in a more unfortunate circumstance. But let's not think like that. It was destined for us to meet. I'm sure of this. I wonder what type of dog you are, though. I've never seen your species before. Well, it's not like I have to worry about you becoming a huge mastiff or something like that. Now, would you imagine? Oh, you'd be too huge. Which is not bad. Big dogs are adorable and very docile. At least from my experience. Aww. Yawning, you sleepy little thing. Get some rest, if you can. We'll be in the store and out the door in no time. And home will be right around the corner. Just between you and me, Sugar Plum. I better not find out who your former owners are because they'll be in a world of pain. All right. You can stop licking my face. I won't get all angry. I'm just gonna focus on you from now on, okay? It's all about you. Fluffy boy. Actually, what are you exactly? And depending on how this goes, we probably need to give you a name, because I'm sure your owners didn't think about that. What would I name you? Maybe not something so generic, but nothing too unique. I wonder, if you could speak, what would you like to be called? Because I am more than content with calling you Cutie Patootie and all sorts of other names. Man, when was the last time I smiled this much? Kind of hurts my face. You're bringing me joy already. I should probably shut up now. You need to sleep. You probably had a really long day worrying so much about your safety. Poor baby. You don't have to worry about that anymore. I've got you. I've got you, and I'm not letting go. We'll see about that. I don't want to let go. Thank you to everyone for listening to this audio. The story behind this audio is that there used to be a dog in my neighborhood before I moved out of that neighborhood that would constantly get away from their owners. Their owners weren't really treating her right. She was first found on the street and they adopted her and brought her in. It was great that they were so nice to actually want to take care of her, but the problem was they weren't really taking care of her properly. It was a lady and her son who had taken this dog in. The problem is the son would always leave the door open or the lady would always keep the door open and this dog would end up escaping each and every single day. And when you're on an active street and a dog's constantly going to the street, just wandering about, that's very dangerous. That's very unsafe. So I'd always be the one having to bring the dog back to them and be like, hey, look, you left your door open. Meanwhile, this lady was sitting in her apartment, back to the door smoking, which you're not supposed to be doing in most apartments indoors. So yeah, that was happening a couple times. When I'd bring her back, she would insult the dog, just kind of be rude, not to me or anything, but it's like just hostile towards the dog for no good reason. So at the end of like the final weeks of that happening back and forth, my mom had came up with a plan like, okay, how about we do this? We can't keep the dog. We can't keep her at all. But maybe she can have a better life with another family. We called up the local animal shelter, had somebody pick her up, and then that was it. A couple of days later, we tried calling in to see like how she was doing and to even attempt to adopt her. But at that point, someone had already grabbed her up, and that was it. And we miss her to bits. And we loved her so much. She was the most cute, adorable, sweet, kind-hearted creature you'd ever meet. She was so docile. She couldn't harm a fly. And she kind of seemed house-trained, too. Like, we were feeding her, and then she immediately needed to go to the bathroom. But she'd sit down and kind of, like, do this, like, dance, like she wanted to go outside. And she didn't want to do it inside. So I was like, oh. And then we even tried giving her some water from the tap, and she just refused to drink it. So we ended up giving her bottled water, and she was just gulping it up. So she knew something was up with the water that we didn't know about. But I miss her to bits, and I think about her every now and again. Anytime we'd collect it, she'd always have bugs biting her up, and it was just horrible, the condition she was in. So I think we made the right call. So yeah, that was the story about the time that I rescued a dog that was already rescued prior. Interesting, right? Thank you to Jay, Darren, Becco, Void, Kamare, EBN50 Green, Too Many Games, Edward, Tristan, and Ark for becoming members on Patreon. I hope you all have a great day or night, and I'll talk to you again next time, okay? Bye-bye!